2 years ago, 10 northeastern states set up a regional cap-and-trade program. The point was to reduce carbon emissions and promote energy conservation. As Brian Mann with the Northeast Environmental Hub reports, some of those states are instead using cap-and-trade revenue to shore up their budgets.
In 2008, states from Maine to Delaware began auctioning carbon pollution credits. Companies that operate big power plants are required to buy one credit for every ton of greenhouse gas they release. The auctions, known as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI, have raised more than $770 million while only boosting people's electric bills by about a dollar a month. The revenue from REGGI is supposed to be set aside for new environment and conservation projects. But last year, three states started raiding the fund to close gaping holes in their budgets. Peter Iwanowitz is New York State's acting environment commissioner.
This was a one-time deal that we needed to cash, and we needed it fast. The state was literally last December running out of money.
New York stripped $90 million to pay for schools. Iwanowitz insists that diverting the money was an extraordinary event, triggered by the recession and by New York's brush with bankruptcy. He says the state is still committed to REGGI's goal of cutting CO2 emissions in the Northeast by 10% by 2018. But New Hampshire also diverted about $3 million, and New Jersey about $65 million. And critics say the temptation to use REGGI revenues for other projects is sure to grow.
It reveals the fact that cap and trade is just a new tax.
Steve Lonigan is the New Jersey director of an energy industry financed group called Americans for Prosperity. He predicts that states will be tempted to use cap-and-trade revenue to pay for such things as roads and social programs that have nothing to do with climate change.
It's another form of taxation which will continue to expand, and eventually all states will be taking all of this money over time.
But supporters of the REGGI program point out that 80% of the auction revenue is still going to conservation programs, like this one in Middlebury, Vermont. On a frosty night, Laura Assermoli trudges through the snow, studying rooftops.
And you can see the evidence of heat loss here.
Assermoli is a volunteer with a statewide project called Efficiency Vermont that uses REGGI money to train people to help neighbors assess the energy efficiency of their homes. Peter Shattuck, a carbon trading analyst with a nonprofit called Environment Northeast, says revenue from the cap-and-trade auctions has paid for hundreds of renewable energy and conservation projects, putting solar panels on schools and helping low-income families insulate their homes.
The vast majority of REGGI money is being used for energy efficiency, which not only reduce fossil fuel imports, but also emissions. And the money saved on energy bills flows into the local economy.
Still, Shattuck and other environmentalists share the concern of cap-and-trade skeptics that states will keep raiding the REGGI funds. John Sheehan is with the Adirondack Council, a green group that helped pioneer the use of cap-and-trade as a way to cut pollution.
It's our sincere hope that this is only a short-term phenomenon. The recession and the pressure that's been put on state governments to come up with money from everywhere has really taken a toll on its ability to do what we had hoped it would in the first couple of years.
The REGGI program's rules only require that participating states use a quarter of the carbon auction revenue to boost conservation and renewable energy. So far, every state has met that goal. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.